Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This episode of Guns Blazing is brought to you by the people at 3Chi. 3Chi is the industry leader in Delta-8 THC products. Delta-8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and a great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. So go to 3Chi.com to shop for Delta-8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, gummies, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S, the numbers 21, at checkout to receive 5% off your order. That's code GUNS21 at checkout to receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
My house is now secure. Toddtown is secure. We got surveillance cameras all around the property, in and outside the house.
Okay.
We got blink system.
Oh, you got the blink system.
Mm-hmm.
You got a fucking, you are locked down over there now.
Locked down. Now, we got them because my lady is constantly afraid of being murdered.
Uh-huh.
But
you think that's one of the reasons why she loves you is because you are a true crime gangster?
Probably. I probably have something to do with it. I got a lot of guns.
Mm-hmm.
A particular set of skills that's a nightmare for people like murderers. But I think part of it too is maybe like when she's away traveling, she wants to make sure no one's coming in this house that shouldn't.
Yeah.
When I'm home alone, bacheloring it up. But the alarm system comes in next. So that's next week.
Yeah.
But right now there's 360 perimeter camera coverage on the outside. And a lot of the house is every doorway entry point is covered from the inside. So now I need, and it's the cameras like where you can talk outside. Oh. So you can be like, get the fuck away from my window.
Yeah. Oh, they talk out. You talk into it and it talks it through it back at the speaker. It gives them a little fucking something from inside.
Yes.
Now, you got the perimeter is secure. You got secure perimeters. And even if anybody decides to possibly become an intruder or try to intrude on this property, you'll be able to go ahead and let them know right at the beginning. Hey, my man, you're going to go ahead and want to turn around. We have full perimeter security here. We have 360 around the clock surveillance. I'm also, I went to a dive school as a Indiana State Police. That's going to make me look like a Navy SEAL, and you're not going to want to come in. You might want to pick another day, sir, at another home. Over.
I'll just practice my computer voice, too. Like, if I see somebody prowling around the corner of the house, I'll just come on and say, weapon system armed.
Yeah, bro. You got to get a bunch of audio cues that you can hit. Mm-hmm. Like, vroom, vroom, like the guns are coming up. Vroom, vroom. Like he's under attack, bro. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Put that
for
in
it.
There. Get some sound effects, bro. You should get the one where like the that one annoying alarm that goes off when a nuclear facility is about to explode.
Yeah, bro. That one.
Yeah. You should even have a sound effects of like when jail cell doors close, but with like the clicking that. Almost like the clicking first before it shuts down, so that he thinks that possibly he's being caged in around the house, around the yard, maybe.
Well, I'm putting in the, you know, you ever seen in movies like when you push a button and then and like metal just covers your windows, just comes in from both sides.
Yes.
Like I'm putting those in next over all the doors and windows.
What about this? What about this? Now, this could cost a little extra than the doors. But what if you put your whole foundation on some on a couple of fucking, you know, what are those things called that make things rise up and down?
Like a hydraulic lift?
Hydraulic house. The whole house is in a lift. Mm. When shit hits the fan, the house can just go.
Underground.
Underground. The top closes. And guess what? Your top even has landscape on it. Mm. So it looks like a fucking yard.
Or what if I can make it go up? You just can't reach. There's no ladders or anything. Just
So it would just go. Like that up?
Yeah, and I'll just talk to my camera. Good luck getting up here, motherfucker.
Suckers. You got and you're gonna put that stuff on the hydraulic posts. That stuff that makes it so squirrels can't climb up. So that if a squirrel can't get up, fucking the guy's trying to break in sure ain't getting up there.
Like WD-40 just
secretes
lubed downward.
Lubed up.
That's two. I want like you know, in the Pentagon, they have those areas where like this foam shoots out, the sticky foam in some rooms. So if you break in there, it just goes and it sprays it all in there and just traps you in it.
That's what you need, bro.
That for out like it blows outside. It just covers you in sticky foam and you're just stuck there, like, I can't move. And I just call the police. Like, and they just come put you in a paddy wagon and you're sticky foamed.
He's stuck in a foam cocoon outside of on the perimeter of my property. He doesn't want to come get him. He'll be subdued for another hour out there before that starts to wear off.
The 911 operator's like, what do you mean a sticky foam cocoon? Well, I guess sticky foam cocoon guns all around my house. What? I never heard of that before. I'm like, catch up. It's 2022.
Yeah. Come on, lady.
Because I'm getting them in a month.
Lady. You know what else? Someone's got to be working on. Because, you know, you got these doomsday preppers, which, by the way, I used to watch that show, and no one's ever stocking up on alcohol and drugs. Like, what are we doing here? Well, if I'm going to be underground, I want to make sure that it's as fuzzy possible.
What about the important
mole
things?
I don't need to be a focused mole down there.
Why do we have so many cans of beans?
Yeah,
and no beans away. Alcohol.
Get the buds in there. Bud Lights, and also marijuana.
Everybody else can be making homemade liquor in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a fucking fully stocked warehouse.
I would also dig a 45-degree angle tunnel down to another room, and it would be a slide into a big room of pillows in my bunker. And that way I can just go, see you guys later. I'm going down to the weed pillow room, and then I would just go down there. And then on the walls, there's pre-rolled joints that I had already rolled up because I have nothing else to do the day before I rolled up 400 as a new world record.
Like, humidor except cigars. It's just rolled up joints everywhere.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you can even – I'm going to have little tiny tunnels that – just for the smoke to get out, little ventilations that you can just go over, like it's like basically like a straw, but up to the ground level, and then you can blow your smoke through it. It's like little smoke stacks up top if you were up there, but we can't because we're down here, and nobody can be up there, or we would be up there.
I love it. I love it.
I just never got that, but you know, I think that someone's got to be working on, like if you're, you know, like Jeff Bezos could easily be these beasts. And mostly the ones that we don't know about, the dudes in China and Russia and the Ukraine that have billions, right? Billionaires there. Why they have to have certain amount of square footage being like it's an actual property line. Like let's say just for this 3,000 square foot piece of land with a piece, you know, with property on it, whatever you need. But they have to be working on it underground that it's also nothing but like 800 drone blades or whatever. And that this whole fucking piece of property can just take up and go, bro. The whole building and the whole yard. Peace out, bro. We're out. We're going somewhere else. Mm. And that whole thing raises up and dips.
I like that. So you stuff
like that. If you can't make your whole property raise up, what are we doing?
Like your house, then like you could be a snowbird without ever leaving your house. You just fucking come wintertime, your house just raises up and flies from Indiana to Florida.
Your whole property becomes an RV, basically.
And sets down. It's like an air RV. Yep. An air V. It's called an air V.
Air V. An aerial vehicle. An aerial, an APV, area property vehicle. Mm. And I just, that has to be a thing. Like, if it's a matter of weight, that's just add more drone fucking fans, bro.
Yeah. Because
I see these flying cars. They got the drone car, and that thing's taking off. You could go for 45 minutes to an hour banging around with just himself in there with just four drone fans. You know, 185-pound dude it supports. I follow him on TikTok. They're flying this motherfucker around 80 miles an hour through the skies.
See? That's all you need.
Car to drone. Peace. I'm out.
Dude, that's going to be the wave of the future. Right there.
You know, if you're I feel like this could be a, this is going to, there's going to be a time in the middle where the criminals get the technology, using the technology before the government does.
Yes.
The flying cars are going to, when that first bank robbery happens, when someone got their hands on a flying car.
Mm.
Yeah, you jump in the getaway car. You got a couple of cops in your tail. Have a good one, boys. Head for the donut shop. We're heading to our base on the other side of the ocean.
You set up a roadblock. You're like, we got him. Yeah, all right. And you're just waiting for him. And all of a sudden, the car stops. And then it starts to elevate up. The wheels turn sideways. Mm-hmm. And then fucking jet propulsion comes from the fucking hubcaps. And you just fucking take off.
Peace out, dummies.
Like, what the fuck just happened?
And it's going to happen because the government's always slow. Like, they're going to buy, they'll buy 5,000 of the wrong versions of it. And then those will rot in a yard before they figure out a good contract with a company that provides quality vehicles, like, you know, like the Chevy Caprice.
Yeah.
Or the Ford, you know, the Ford cars you guys drove for a while. They were fucking,
it always happens that way. Like, that's why John Dillinger was so prolific, because he had newer, faster cars than what police had. It could always outrun you. It's going to happen with the fucking flying cars.
Ah, oh, man.
You're going to be like chasing a Learjet in a one of those little propeller planes, a two-seater propeller plane. It's not going to work.
Man, this is. I think this all has to do with the metaverse too. It's going to happen. I mean, I've been trying to figure out what's going on with the metaverse because I'm never one to stay ahead of the technological trends.
Mm-hmm.
But when Facebook makes a move to change its own name, I started to fuck around and I start seeing it everywhere. You know, the metaverse. Everybody's talking about the metaverse, NFTs, all this shit. And my buddy, just a really close friend of mine, who computer, absolute computer wizard, amazing DJ. So he's a computer sound guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just got a job at Facebook. But I was talking to him about the metaverse. He's like, you're buying property in there. You're gonna, you know, you have your own avatar, and you know, there will be a time where you'll be able to add your own self in there if you want that. He goes, but you'll also be able to buy avatars and have a store and buy property. It's gonna be insane. Like, what's gonna be going on in there?
It's gonna be able to scan you. So then you can look just like yourself, or you yourself able to,
get rid of your belly or your lazy eye.
Yeah, you can tweak it. Like, all right, let's turn that beer gut into a six pack. And there you go. And that, all right, let's turn these, you know, regular flabby arms into fucking pythons. Or you can be a fucking alligator guy, like a crocodile man.
I'll be a standing up, you know, it could be a bear that stands on his hind legs, and I'll be wearing a bulletproof vest in the metaverse.
A dragon.
A laser-proof vest.
Mm.
You know, people, there's already people that work in there. They just walk around. They help people that are in there.
Oh,
like, they're in the metaverse. You put your shit on. You hop in the you got your avatar. You hop in the metaverse. I saw a TikTok of a guy was like, I had the most random conversation on fucking, I overheard. I was involved in the most random conversation in the metaverse. And it's three, this guy and his Oculus and his avatar, hanging out with three fucking avatars. See? And two of them worked there. And the other guy was like, you guys just work here? And they're having this weird conversation about they're actually at work in the metaverse as like a guide of the area.
That's going to be the future. I mean, it's not too far away either. Like, you, people will never leave their house because of these viruses or whatever. We're already getting trained that way. And now you got Meta taking advantage of it, creating the metaverse. So you're just going to put on the VR freaking headset, the mask, the helmet, and you're just going to spend your whole freaking day or evening in this virtual world. You're going to go to the virtual shopping mall to buy shit for your virtual house. You're going to hang out with your boys at virtual Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, they're going to have virtual wings in there.
Yeah. You'll
be able to order food in there, but it'll actually come to your house.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'll be eating it, but you'll look like you're just sitting in your computer chair or your recliner or wherever you want to sit, but you'll actually look like you're sitting in a Buffalo Wild Wings with your boys pounding beers, eating wings.
And I did one time, my buddy Ivan, he was coming, he works with Fluffy, and he was like, yo, have you tried the VR goggles on PlayStation? I was like, nah. He's like, you got to try this shit. And, you know, for the people that play Oculus and all that, you guys already get it. Like the movement, how, you know, it tricks your brain because it looks like you're actually, the way your head moves, it looks the way you really move in real life.
Sure.
But I played the Star Wars game where you hop into like the fucking one of the little jets, the white jets.
Uh-huh.
And Star Wars, and you just hop in. I remember I'm looking outside the door, and it looks like you feel like you're really looking outside of your car door window. I'm looking down.
But you're fucking, in an X-Wing fighter.
Yeah, and I was just flying this thing around, bro. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to be able to buy your own car in there, so you can make your own kind of cars up. NFT type shit. That's what the NFT shit comes in. And again, I'm just figuring all this out. And I probably, because I feel like the way we're talking about this shit now is the way that we spoke about the internet in the 90s. I remember like in my junior or senior year, my English teacher had the internet hooked up. And he let everybody one by one. I remember we were at the time reading and working on our essays and shit for Beowulf.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, one by one, you get to go up and get on the internet. And I remember being the fucking goofball. Hey, I'll be right back, guys. Going to go to the internet, the World Wide Web over here. Like making fun of it. Like, I'm on the internet, you know? And I was in the fucking, you know, the guy up there on the internet. And I came back. I just got off the internet, dude. I was on the internet, you know, being like a joker about it.
Yeah.
That's what we used to say. Dude, this internet thing, like you're going to be able to just like put in your order and your groceries will come to your door or food will just be delivered all through the internet. That like that way we've talked about the internet in the 90s before we knew what it was is how I feel we're doing now with the metaverse. So if you could see the gapping from where we were there to now, this probably is going to take over.
Yeah, it's going to happen every bit as fast, but probably twice as fast or four times as fast as the evolution of the internet. So when we first got the internet, well, I started playing around with it in 95, 96, the internet, kind of like the World Wide Web internet, and where it was like fucking, okay, I can download this fucking image and it takes you like 15 minutes to do it.
Yeah, line by line.
Yeah. But and then you'll flash forward to 2021. There's virtually nothing you can do, nothing you can't do on the internet. That's so probably once the metaverse really takes off within 10 years, all these things we're talking about is going to be true. You will,
it's the internet with a headset. That's it, it's what we're doing. Yeah, and now you're buying it's your whole world.
It's going to wire into your brain. You'll be able to smell things. You'll be able, I mean, it'll feel like a real experience, and that'll be your life for a lot of people. And then eventually it'll be everybody because there'll be so much more money in that than there is in the real world of interacting and shopping and all that stuff. That's where all everyone's investment's going to go. And so then everybody, if you want to fucking be cool and do things that everybody else is doing, you're going to have to participate in the metaverse. So you're going, and then like I went to this training, and this was a long time ago. These people are way ahead of the rest of the world, but they were talking about like the future of law enforcement, how one day there will be these cyber cops and like you'll be a detective in the metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be real crimes committed. Like you can rip people off for money. You can go in and rob a bank and steal Bitcoin or whatever virtual currency is going on.
Yeah.
There. And you'll be like your job, you'll have a salary, benefits, all that. You'll work for this regulated agency, whether it's government or otherwise. And then you will actually solve crimes, apprehend people, put them in a prison that exists. Like there'll be a trial, prison, all that stuff, but it'll happen in the metaverse. Now, you'll be able to check out. Like, I'm not going to go to a trial and go to prison. But the fucking weird thing is, you know, there are people that would still hang in there. They would go to their trial, they would get convicted, and they would spend years in the virtual world, in a virtual prison with virtual prison guards and all that.
It's going to have to be bots then. I don't know how anybody in their real life, my fucking mind, would want to be a virtual prison guard, bro. I'm not going to walk around and fuck around with these dudes in their cells in a made up world.
But you would, because you would receive a salary for it. And if you didn't do your job in the metaverse, you wouldn't get paid. You'd get fired. So you would have to spend 8 hours of your day going to a shift as a prison guard in a virtual prison.
You know, people actually, and There's going to be people who work in the metaverse. They work out, they wake up, they log on, they put their headset and they start fucking around, right, at their job and with all the people at their job that live who knows where. And then they're all going to go to the fucking bar down the street and hang out after the shift in the metaverse.
Yeah. And you know why people will go to virtual prison and do their time? Because if you don't, what they'll do is, what they were saying is, you will be banned forever from the metaverse. I mean, they weren't called the metaverse then, but we know now it's going to be the metaverse. So
yeah,
you would never be able to participate because it will know, like, it'll scan your eyeball and it'll know when you put on the headset that it's you. So there's no like identity theft situation unless you like pull a Tom Cruise and you fucking buy black market eyeballs and have a surgeon put them in. And now you're a new person, but that's the only way to get around it. But you will engineer ways to be able, like if you're a computer hacker person or whatever, you will be able to engineer prison escapes, but then you'll be a fugitive loose into the metaverse. Mm. Like all this shit they were talking about. And we were just like, well, this is fucking crazy. But now we know like how far along they are with, you know, the future of the metaverse. That's probably going to be a real thing.
That's insanity.
Yeah, it's insanity. But it's going to be our...
Like, even on the metaverse, people are going to be in jail, bro?
In prison. Or you're just going to be banned from the metaverse for life, which once it is mainstream and that's how people socialize and shop and all that stuff, but you know, what kind of existence are you going to have if you're not participating in the metaverse? So they're saying you'll do your time. You'll fucking put this shit on. Boom.
Day three, if you could buy, any kind of car, you'd be able to make up any kind of car because it'll be a digital car. I'll definitely probably going to pick up out the gate. I'm going to go with probably the car that they, the dog car from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that one, bro.
But you'll still have to buy it. So like,
yeah, no, that's where the NFT shit comes into play.
Yeah. They'll
people, you can only have that one.
Yeah. Like they'll say, you know, I've got this much fucking virtual currency. You know, these are my options. I can buy anything up to this price range. You won't be able to create your own unless you hack into it. And then you're going to become a criminal. And that's going to be a whole nother, you know, then some virtual detective is going to be hunting for you throughout the metaverse. And then you will be able to do things like fucking, you know, that's what's weird. Like you want to think that it's limitless, but once money gets involved, they're going to put all these limitations and it's going to be more of a real world experience. Like you're going to have to earn things, not like a video game where I'm just good at playing it so I can have all these things. You're really going to have to work for your money somehow. They're not going to just give it to you.
Why not a different direction? Like is this just because this is no matter what we do, whether it's in real or fake, that, this is just the way capitalism works.
Yeah.
And there's just no way around it. Like we can't even go into a fake world and have a fucking clean spot.
I know.
Like, what does that mean? Like, there's just no other way around this to fucking.
No, it's because anytime you create financial opportunity, people capitalize on it and, you know, they will make no money if you can just do whatever you want in there for free. Right. Like you'll have to earn this stuff and buy stuff and it won't do you any good to own a store in there if you don't get any real money from it.
Yeah, no, you're right. I want, you know, obviously gonna have to have people sending actual merch and shit, but I think like we could be able to sell anything in that store. Like I've been thinking about the metaverse stores, right? Like as we have our own store, we'll have our own metaverse store in there. Mm-hmm. But does that mean that I'll be selling like, also made like, oh yeah, for your people's house, like you get here's a fucking $20 chef apron for your, when you're having barbecues in the metaverse. Like, is that what we're talking about here? Like as far as merch goes?
Cause it'll start as a limited experience, right? Like it'll start like, this is how you do your shopping. Now you'll put on your virtual reality headset and you will go to a fucking shopping mall that exists there in the metaverse and you'll fucking buy whatever you want. You go to Sean Latham's fucking t-shirt store and you'll order the t-shirt, but it will be shipped to your house. You're actually buying real goods, right? But then as it expands, you're going to want a proper existence within the virtual world because that's where you're going to spend all your time. So you're going to want to buy shirts for your avatar. Those aren't going to be real, but they'll be in your clothing inventory in your virtual closet for you to be able to fucking wear that day.
Hilarious.
Then that's the only way you'll be able to do it, right? Or you're just going to look, you're going to wear the same clothes every day, which will be okay for a while when it's still kind of a game situation. But when it's real, people are going to make fun of you like they would in the real world if you wear the same shirt every day.
That is pretty funny.
Right?
I'm going to have a shirt that is a long sleeve that rips off into a no sleeve. I'm going to have that's going to be my signature piece. I believe that. And also a barbecue mat with the logo that you put in front of your barbecue in the front. Why don't we have barbecue mats? I just made that up. I'm writing that down, bro.
I just can't wait for this shit. Like you'll be a comedian working from home, and you'll get paid to be a comedian working at a virtual comedy club in the metaverse. And
I think it's going to have the real feeling because you're going to have your headset on too.
Mm-hmm. You'll be able to experience the laughter. You'll be able to, there won't be limitations on like now when you do comedy over at Zoom where you can see six people on the thing, but the rest of them you can't see. Like it'll sound and look like a regular and feel like a regular comedy club performance with a real crowd. It's going to be insane. Insane. Now,
the one thing you're going to have to do though, right? Like the one thing they cannot connect is actually having alcohol or like ordering things and getting it real time. You know what I mean? So I'm just assuming that you just have all your shit on deck. So when you go hypothetically, if you're in the metaverse with your homies from another country or state, and you guys are going out that night, cause that's what's happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to gear up. So if you have homies in other states, you guys all decide, hey, we're going out Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to fucking Hong Kong. Party there. Make sure you guys get your alcohol and get it at your house and have it ready.
Right.
So you have to, when you party with your headset on with your other homies that are avatars, you could still be reaching in and getting your cocktails and your beers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone says they're buying you a shot, you pour your own shot and you guys all take it.
Until it learns how to really like affect your brain and
to think you're hammered.
Then you can drink water. But if you're buying a beer and it's beer in the metaverse, as you're drinking that water, it's going to taste like beer and it's going to make you feel like you're drunk.
I think that's a stretch on that one. But hey, you know what? Well, who am I? I didn't know. I was the one that was going, oh, I'm on the internet, the World Wide Web.
Dude, look back in 1950. If you were to tell them what's going on in 2021 right now, they'd be like, well, I think that's a fucking stretch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, some people did have the vision. I read the guy who owns, the guy that was like a CEO of Bell at the time, the phone company. Mm-hmm. He made, in 1951, there was an article posted, and somebody had a picture of it. And it's basically saying, well, I feel like, you know, I'm not sure exactly how this technology will go, but I assume at some point you'll be able to open up a device and you'll be able to speak to anybody at any time, anywhere in the world, and you'll be able to probably open it up and see each other. I was like, oh, this fucking, look at this guy with the 60-year vision, bro.
Mm-hmm.
50, because it was not till like 2000 and what, when FaceTime hit. It was still a far-fetched idea when iPhone first came out. Pictures were all that, but getting a FaceTime was in fucking, they're like, fuck off. That's Michael Knight shit. Dude, that wasn't even Michael Knight shit. He wasn't even doing that.
It wasn't too long ago. Like you would see these futuristic movies. It was like, what,
2010 was when FaceTime started popping off? I don't know.
Yeah. And then like it wasn't too long ago in these futuristic movies, you would see someone walk in their house and they would fucking talk to a fucking AI thing. And they would be like, set the thermostat for 40 degrees. You can do that now. Do your Alexa. We were watching those movies like 20 years ago, we were like, oh my God, that's awesome. But of course, that'll never happen. It's fucking real. It's really happening.
What's happening? Well, back to the future, when he asked the house to lower the fruit.
Yeah.
You could do that right now. If you have the money to add that fucking feature into your house where something comes down, then you can do that. My lady's dad just got the speakers all through the house that was already installed, the Sonos.
Mm-hmm.
That's hooked up to Alexa.
Yeah.
So he just is like, Alexa, Sonos, play, blah, blah, blah. And the whole house starts rocking whatever he says.
We can talk to Alexa anywhere in our house because we have like three different, units.
You guys are fucking so basically a Jeff Bezos hub over there.
Yeah. It can pick you up anywhere. So anywhere that I want Alexa to fucking do something for me, I can be in any part of the house and just fucking say it out loud and it happens.
It's now, listen, nuts. Let's say someone offers you some sort of awesome ass gig doing investigations, basically an off-duty cop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to bring anybody as a partner? And if so, can I be your partner?
Hell yeah. We can be metaverse cops together.
I would love to be your metaverse cop partner.
And we'll ride around in the Starsky and Hutch car.
Oh, got to go with the Starsky and Hutch car, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, they were drift. That's such a drift friendly vehicle. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, the last thing I want to do is have like in our undercover car, I want to be the guy that gets to, you'll probably be the wheel man. And I'm going to be the guy that grabs the siren. And as you take off around the corner, I reach out and slam it down on top. With and now magnet. We're clocked in.
Dude, clock in. I used to have one of those. They were fucking awesome.
So jealous, bro. Being able to go, well, bam, and then just fucking, we're on duty now. Now we're publicly on duty, not undercover. We're overcover. Overcover. Not sure that's a term, but I think that's the only thing opposite of undercover that I could have thought of in that moment.
I love it. I think more cops should use that.
Overcover.
I can't wait for this thing. Do you imagine, so Westworld, right? Big show, like where you would go to the Wild West and interact. It would be real because they were like AI robots that you couldn't tell weren't human. And like, that's what you're going to be doing in the metaverse. Like you can go, because I'm not too excited about living in the present on there, but if I could go there back to the Wild Wild West and be fucking Wyatt Earp or a Wyatt Earp type person as me, like a marshal of a small fucking town, like of Tombstone, and have to fucking battle it out with gunfighters and shit all the time. Like, how cool would that be?
Well, now the question is, are they going to have separate worlds where you can hang out in, or are they going to consider that a game?
I think it's going to be separate worlds.
Can you be an Amish basically in the metaverse where it's like, I am deciding to not deal in my life with anything that has to do with current technology and current day's time. I, Todd McComas, I'm committing to the 1800s, and that's it. My metaverse at all times is 1800s.
How ironic is it to be Amish in the metaverse? Because you're only there because of technology, but they're living out a life without technology. God damn, that's fucking awesome.
What if you have to – I don't know. I'm getting a little tangled up here, but that would mean that the fucking Amish put the headset on to go still be Amish.
Oh my God. Right. Like,
and they can make that a thing. Like, listen, this is where the world, this is what's happening. There is no more.
Yeah.
At some point they might say, if you're not allowed to live unless you're not allowed to be a rogue human with no metaverse person, with no metaverse representation.
Yeah. Like
people try to live off the grid, which is just a normal human that doesn't want to put a headset on.
They'll have to make a decision and they'll pass it among their community that it's not a violation of the Amish faith to go visit or live in the metaverse. As long as you stay Amish. So you're going to go there and you won't be able to you still won't be able to drive a car. You'll have to fucking pay some guy to drive you to work every day to go build barns in the metaverse. What a fucking waste of the metaverse for the Amish people, but they're going to love it because they'll go there and they'll be able to, you know, theoretically you'll be able to be like an 80-year-old person. Cause we'll probably live to be like 130 by then. So you'll be an 80-year-old person who can't do what you used to be able to do when you're 30, but you can live as a 30-year-old Amish person.
Now, this is I think that, I mean, all what we're saying here basically equals zero movement of the body. And this is why I believe aliens are just little shitty fucking rubber characters that run around with big fat heads on, because this is the patch between us and them. This is the beginning.
It could be.
Because remember, my theory is this. What the world slowly... Planets slowly develop from the sun. They move out as they go out farther. That's where we lie in the solar system. As they slowly keep going, we just have a rotation. Earth will eventually be the ninth planet or whatever, but we'll be outside of that available range where the sun sustains life in your planet. And then you just fucking, but by that point, you figure out how to just roam around the universe anyways with helmets and fucking headsets and vehicles. So it doesn't matter. I think this is where it starts. Right now is the next move of the biggest step to becoming aliens in other universes.
This is going to be insane, bro. Insane.
I think we're closer than the dinosaurs are to today's standard to where we are today compared to when the dinosaurs lived. I think we're closer to being aliens that roam around other universes in our fucking sweet ships than the dinosaurs are closer to where we are now.
If any of it would be real, even. I mean, what we're talking about with the future of the metaverse is basically the Matrix, where you're just in a fucking chair plugged in, bro. And you're living
holy life. That's nice, not real. Little epiphany right there on that one. Summed this whole fucking conversation up right there. Nice.
You can train with a kung fu master and become a fucking
kung fu
expert
master
in kung fu and a master yourself and be fucking Neo as long as you fucking have the time, effort, money to invest in it. That's what's going to happen. We're all going to be just plugged into chairs, living our life. The Matrix is going to be real. And Facebook becoming Meta and the creation of the metaverse just proves it. That fucking movie was so far ahead of its time. When did the first Matrix come out? I had to look that up. Like 2005 or
yes.
some shit?
Also, let's think about this. When he takes the pill, now there has to be a physical, there's a physical adjustment, obviously, in the back of the skull when you take the red pill or whatever to become to become part of the Matrix, right? Mm-hmm. So is that some sort of sedative to where they put you out and they do the surgery where they install the thing in the back of your head that you plug into?
Yeah. I mean,
is that what happens when you take the pill? I've never thought. I just thought of this. Is this a theory? Is this out there? Is this a thing?
When I'm talking about how would it be able to actually like interact with your brain and stimulate the brain and communicate.
Yeah, that's it. When you plug in right there.
Yeah.
Because that's just your head basically has a fucking U. They install a USB in the back of your skull and you plug right. You lay down, you plug it in.
You plug right in, dude. And that's how you're going to be able to smell that it's real and feel that, you know, you'll be able to feel pain. You'll be able to, like, if you break your arm, you'll feel like you broke your arm, like all that shit.
And, you know, it's the same thing. Like, cause like, let's say when you're doing an update or whatever on your PlayStation, it says, do not unplug this. This thing will die.
Yes.
And that's basically what happens there. Like when you're doing an update on your computer or you're on the PlayStation, it definitely has, start warnings of, do not unplug this fucking PlayStation during this update. You will fuck this thing up. So I think that's what happens. They have to get to you have to be at a certain point to turn off and go back. All right. And that's what they do, right? You have to pick up the phone
to safely reboot.
Yeah. To safely eject your USB.
Cause look, you're still going to have to eat and shit, right? To keep your human body alive. So you're going to have to unplug at some point and eat your grease.
Or no, they just run IVs and shit, bro.
Yeah.
You can run an IV, no problem. Like those people at the hospital don't eat for months.
But somebody's got to IV for you. So there has to be some living in the real world, just like in the Matrix.
Yes.
Like they have to live in that gray real world for moments at a time to get done with the. But yeah, you'll have a fucking, you know.
Well, it's the people that clock. Well, it'd be the people that clock in when you clock out. You guys are just rotating on the switching of the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could even do your own fucking IV, I assume, before you clock in, before you dip your head back and plug in the USB of the Matrix. I just never really thought of it. The Matrix is basically the metaverse, except they're not yet installing the USB in the back of your skull where you become basically RoboCop.
It's the metaverse like 70 years from now.
Probably.
It's going to be the Matrix.
They're definitely already working on it. I know with the little, like, I just saw something on... Where they put a thing in you and it in your nose and it's like a biotechnology. Mm-hmm. This is very extremely microscopic computer thing or whatever, and it gets in there and it fucking works on brain tumors or some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just at a point right now. I think the chaos comes from because what's happening, no one knows how to handle yet. And the people that are inventing it, not the people who regulate it, are the ones that are in control.
Right.
So that's why we're having such a breakdown across the board politically, sociologically, just on every aspect of humanity right now is in some sort of fucking stressful point.
Mm-hmm. And this is how it goes from the metaverse to the Matrix. This is the evolution, just like we were talking about. When you create financial opportunity, people are going to capitalize. So Macy's, fucking oil companies, all big business is going to start investing into the metaverse because it's not going to be profitable to invest in real world shit because people are not going to be spending their time there except to sleep and stuff. So eventually there won't be anything here except where your house that you have to live in, but there won't be destinations. There won't be restaurants and shit to go to.
The ghost kitchens and whatnot, which if you're not sure what a ghost kitchen is, that's how if you go on to Uber Eats and you see something that's not in your neighborhood normally, like they can do a promotion and they can sell like the restaurant McDonald's or whatever in McDowell's in Coming to America can sell burgers now on Uber Eats they just order the proper papers that you wrap the food in and the bags and all that say McDowell's. Mm-hmm. But it's just a ghost kitchen cooking cheeseburgers, putting it in a fucking wrapper that says McDowell's.
Right, but eventually,
so that's why they'll come to you.
But eventually, all our food will just be like dog food is for dogs. It will be void of taste. It just has simply the nutrients.
You think
just
so?
Little fucking kibble pieces. Because when you're in the Matrix and you're plugged in and it affects your sensory, you'll be at your virtual fucking Wild Wings and you'll be eating fucking wings. What you think's wings? What tastes like wings? But it's just going to be food that has the basic nutrients in it. That's bland as fucking if you weren't plugged in.
Well, there's that one dude that has like he's concocted this thing that it's like three a day and he hasn't ate in like 2 years or some shit like that. It's this drink that he's invented.
Yeah.
That you just sustain everything you need in it.
That's all dog food is. I said you better waste their time with flavor and shit. They just
better grind up some ribeye steaks, kid. A little bit of fucking horsey on top. You know what I mean? A little raw horsey. Put that in a blender, my man.
Yep.
Put a nice baked potato in there, some chives, the works.
We'll just be eating sludge, bro. That's what we'll really be eating. It'll look like baby food sludge.
Full circle. Fucking bologna, bro.
Bologna.
It's bologna sandwiches from here on out. Bologna sludge sandwiches.
And once they can synthetically make all that stuff, there won't be any livestock. There won't be anything. Like, it's just synthetically manufactured nutrients that you fucking put into your body. And then all the enjoyment and flavor profiles and the experience of eating different foods is all just going to be in the fucking matrix plug because you're plugged into your brain.
Welcome to the future.
Mind blowing, bro.
I'm mind blown, bro. I am fucking mind blown.
It's very possible that's what's happening right now. We're really in a chair somewhere and we just forgot because you're plugged in forever at some point.
Exactly. That's exactly what could happen. I saw The Secret. I'm going to go right away and get Street Fighter. I hope you get to keep points on shit now when you're in the metaverse. Like if you become a Street Fighter in the metaverse and other people want to fight you in the metaverse, mm-hmm. and you can just square off right there in a store. Like, is there a point system? Like obviously, but
oh, yeah.
Who wins? You know, like how's that end?
Bro, what if we seriously are plugged in all the time and we're living in the metaverse or matrix right now? And that what we've seen with the evolution of time and technological improvements is just better coding. And when you die, what we think is death, people like that, oh, I saw the light, or I was actually like an out-of-body experience, and then I came back. All that could just be because you're not really going to heaven or whatever, you know, you believe in. That whole thing is just you finally fucking dying in the matrix and going back to your real life. What if we think is heaven is how our normal life is. Mm-hmm. And what we're experiencing here is just because we're plugged into a fucking cord in the back of our head.
That could be it right there. I mean, we are someone's avatar. It's like somebody bought a lazy eye in the avatar shop.
Right.
Like a fucking guy. Like you're a real pick.
Or maybe they only had enough money for one good eye. And then they had to get the other eye at a discount.
Yeah. They bought all the funny up on accident. And then all they had left was like a dollar. And the eyes were $2 and he wasn't getting paid for 2 weeks and he didn't need that avatar before the 2 weeks was there.
Mm-hmm.
So they just flopped in this one. I by the way.
So your guy, whoever controls your avatar was like, oh, I only have this much money. You know what? I'm going to spend a little extra in awesome hair and I'm going to have to skimp on the eyes.
Yeah, skimp on the eyes. But I got the shine. You know what I mean? I got the shine of the air. Mm-hmm. You know, I recently I've been like thinking, you know, I've been talking about fixing my lazy eye, you know, after I get this cataract surgery. And I started just like Googling like process, like what are the options of processes? Like what are people doing mm-hmm. with their lazy? What's popping off in the lazy eye community, if you will, is what my goal was to find out.
Yeah.
So I went down a Google little path the other day. I went down a little rabbit hole of lazy eye knowledge and other random stuff to do with lazy eyes. There's a dude on there. It was fixmylazyeye.org. And this guy had a fucking, I mean, first of all, he has big ass peepers, right? Mm-hmm. Monster peeps. Good looking, the young, that looks like a Latin dude of some sort, you know. But he got this one peeper. Now, mine just goes, see, I still have an even horizon between pupils.
Right.
That's one thing I am pumped about.
Right.
Because there's a different, there's lazy and then there's fucking bonkers. And that's when you're no longer level between pupils. And then the other one's like way up top in the fucking 200 section while your other eye's down on the fucking ground floor.
Yeah. Like the guy in Young Frankenstein.
Yes. And so this guy had one of those eyes, but this guy taught himself how to fucking fix it, how to control the muscles. He did this stuff and he figured out through his brain and he can go around. And then just the guy's doing it live on camera. He did the eye closed and it came back straight. And he did the other straight. He did the whole video with straight eyes.
Really?
And then I go to the website and it's not even, this is all 3-year video, but it's all fucking down. It's gone.
What?
I think maybe Big Eye didn't want this guy to fucking be giving out the secret how to fix people fix their own shit.
Damn, Big Eye.
But I will say this. If you want to know how it is growing up with a lazy eye, go on YouTube and look up this dude's YouTube video. It's like, I fix my lazy eye myself or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a young look, dark, you know, Mexican looking kid. Clean cut with one eye out and right upper right field. And then look at the, read the comments, bro. Cause people like, dude, this shit fucks people's lives up. They don't, it really, you know, and I will be honest, now that my cataract is completely sealed off the entire eye, it feels different. Like, I feel like it's worse. Like, people notice it more, even though there's no, they cannot tell that I can't see out of that eye that right now.
Right.
But it does feel like it's more isolated. Yeah, my eye feels even more isolated than ever now. It's awkward. But you want to see some fucking horror stories and some shit, people, how they read the comment section on this dude about Team Lazy Eye, not Team Lazy Eye, fixmylazyeye.org fucking YouTube videos with the comments.
People are ruthless, like, bro.
No. People aren't, like, I'm not saying they're making fun of it. I'm saying it's people that have come
telling their own personal stories.
Yes. Talking about their struggle and their suffering and their confidence and their, like, all the shit that people don't want to do. And like, it's, I'm like, wow, I'm a leader of these people. I need to fucking corral them together, bro.
You need to get in there. Fucking become, you know, fucking king of the fucking world.
King of the lazy eyes.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do. Become the king of the lazy eyes. But here's the deal, though.
Fix it, and then they're going to be like, our leader. Fucking.
But they all want to fix it, too.
I know.
I'm the only dummy that probably had the insurance and the cash for a couple few years that could have fixed it. I am the only dummy because Riggs got his fix at Barstool. Riggs had the lazy eye, got the insurance, right, got the money, and he said, fuck this eye. And he took a little bit of heat for a while. Now he's running around with nice, straight blue eyes, bro.
And everybody forgets.
People just forget.
People forget very quickly.
I feel like people that forgot that he used to have the eye.
I know. Because I'm going to
check up on him. I haven't looked at his eye in a while. I want to see the strength, because it's kind of like, if two pickpockets are in the same room, they probably know about each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way with the eyes. Like, you might look normal now, but I know what you really are on the other side. Like, you're a human you're a lazy eyed. You're a natural lazy eye like me.
Right.
A lot of people, I can see they got it fixed, but I can also kind of tell sometimes, like, oh, look, they overcorrected by a millimeter, bro. By a fucking a kilometer, whatever is even smaller than that. Because I, whatever reason, with the fucked up eye, you just have this other power of being able to see who has fucked up eyes. Like, you just know.
The
straight eye people hanging out, just looking at each other all nice and straight.
Mm-hmm.
We're over here fucking popping off mirrors and shit, catching each other across the room. You know, at the right angle. If you walk, let's say the door is on the north side, dead center, north wall. And there's mirror all along the east wall. Okay. It's a full mirrored wall, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just trying to give everybody a picture. If you have a left lazy eye, when you walk into that room from the north door, it's going to be, and then I'm on the far room, I'm on the south end of the room facing the north. So my lazy eye is hitting the eastern wall mirror. When the left eye lazy person walks in that north side door and his eye catches that east side mirror, we link up. Because my eye bounces off the mirror and it bounces over off a 45-degree angle back to his left eye that's lazy.
Oh.
So, like, it's kind of like how the mobile networks work. You know, they bounce, signals bouncing off towers.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Dude, how's it going to... you're going to feel so different after you get the surgery. Like, for one, you'll be able to see out of that eye again. But two, like, you've never been able to just, like, both eyes
never
seeing the same shit.
I can do it. Like, I can, like, right now, like, look, do you see my eye is kind of straight?
Yeah.
But see, the problem is, like, is my eye straight right now?
Yep.
It's straight right now. Like, I'm looking dead in the camera.
Right.
The problem is, though, how about now when I come back?
Yeah. So you can.
But the problem is, there's a little bit of a blur, and there's like and it gives my eyes this weird intensity, like something's popping off, and right. I don't want to be walking around trying to hold my eye, and motherfuckers are like, "What's up with the creepy dude in the eyes?"
Right. Well, it's
like,
probably
that guy looks like he's about to fucking got something in his backpack.
I would assume it feels like when I cross my eyes, like I can feel that I'm forcing the eyes to do that. So is that what it feels like when you straighten the lazy eye?
Like right now I'm starting to try to figure out like how the guy does it. Like, is my eye straight right now?
Yep.
Okay. I the problem is holding it. Like, I can kind of hold it right there, but I don't know. This guy is doing exercises. And you know what the problem was? He didn't tell any of his fucking remedies and how he does it. it's all commercials to go to this fucking website, and then you get to the website and it's down.
He's going to capitalize on
that.
All I know
is he was doing the one with the pen, bro.
Because
your eyes go straight, obviously, right there, right?
Right.
You got to figure that out somehow. But I'll tell you right now, Hollywood better be fucking put on notice. If your boy gets two straight eyes, I'm coming for that ass.
It's a whole new career, bro.
Hollywood, I'm coming for that ass, bro. 42, 43 is the new 26, kid.
Hell yeah.
If I just keto, if I do the keto diet for a couple of weeks, it's on. Fucking Brad Pitt. Sorry, you didn't get the role.
Down. Dude, Brad Pitt, how the fuck does that guy still keep looking cool? He's like 55 years old, 56 years old.
He just, dude, he ages like fine wines.
Sam Elliott in 1883 is, he's probably 112 years old right now. I mean, he's still out there kicking it, playing in fucking Westerns and still kicking ass, dude.
How's it going, mijo?
Oh, Jesus. You know what I mean? His hair is still awesome. It's white as fuck, but it's still awesome.
It just flows like a fucking 100-year-old river. That's just, it's a beautiful Kentucky river that were the people that have a distillery for some top-notch Poppy Van Winkle fucking bourbon get their water. You know
and
what I
Tim
mean?
Tim McGraw now. You got to watch 1883, dude. You're following.
I'm on it. But they hammered. I watched Yellowstone with commercials like a piece of shit the other night on Sunday. I wasted my time. And the intro to Yellowstone was the fucking 1883 show.
Do you have Prime?
Yeah.
Just
and I knew it came out the next day, bro. I'm an idiot though, and I was so pumped.
No, you got to go add Paramount Plus as a channel on your Prime, but it's only $9.99 a month.
That's another 10, dude. I'm up to like fucking 44 fucking $10 a month right now, dude. I need to do a full raid of my subscriptions. This is getting out of hand. I'm definitely not going to be popping in another one.
I remember
I'll wait till Monday. That's when it came out the next day, Yellowstone. I watched it again without the commercials.
I pay way more than I used to for cable.
Yeah. Now I'm just hammering. They're hammering they're hammering 1883. And it looks like, all right, I'll pop in on this, see what's cracking.
Yellowstone's so popular, they spun off to the 1883, which is the origin story of Yellowstone. And then there's going to be another spinoff on this whole other fucking ranch in Texas that's going to happen this series. Like, that's how fucking popular this shit is. And now, like, Paramount Plus is fucking rocking right now because it is partnered with MTV Studios and they're making all this fucking badass shit. And like the mayor of Kingstown is on there now. Which
Paramount always had quality, quality programming. Love so Paramount. Good.
But Tim McGraw right now, because he's got to be my age or older, and he is using the good science, bro. He is fucking shredded. He looks like a machine.
Tim McGraw?
He is ripped. Oh my God.
Faith Hill's been letting them fucking, they've been out there putting in work. I bet he's still putting in work too, bro.
Oh, Faith Hill still looks good too. She's also in it. She plays his wife. And they're good fucking actors, bro. It's so good. But you know how like people that are, you know, doing something with science to make themselves look ripped at an older age. You know how Rogan's appearance has changed?
Yes. Like
he's a little bit more veiny and a little more swollen now.
Uh-huh.
You can tell that's going on with Tim McGraw a little bit. So he's on the good science. But
yeah, he's on that good science.
If you could look like Sylvester Stallone and be in your fucking 70s, why would you not do that? They have fucking millions of dollars.
Well, on blood transfusion, whatever they do over in Germany, bro. Take all my blood. Give me new fresh blood, bro.
Take it. I don't care whose blood it is. I don't care if it's baby blood.
I don't care. Whatever they do, stay young, dude. Whatever the billionaires are doing. The billionaires should at least toss a bone down to the fucking cheap seats here and there. You know what I mean? The billionaires should take like all the extremely unbelievably expensive procedures that they give themselves to age. They should basically do what they do with t-shirts and a t-shirt gun at a fucking baseball game, except it's for a procedure to stay, you know, it's a $200,000 procedure that you pop in the gun and bring it up to the cheap seats up there. Bing. You know what I mean? Give us a fucking bone, kid.
Isn't it weird that there are so many fucking people out there because there's so many billionaires that each one of those people individually on their own could end homelessness? They have enough money to end homelessness, but they don't. Like, so you look at, I don't know, Mark Cuban, or is he a billionaire?
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes, he's a billionaire.
Somebody like that has enough money to fucking end homelessness. And they do good things or whatever, you know, and they're good people. But no, it never occurred to them ever to be like, you know what? I'm going to be the person that ends homelessness. I'm just going to fucking devote $1 billion of my billions to ending homelessness.
Well, I think in theory, you could probably end it for like, what, a week? Because people's like, because the problem is, isn't about the people. They're all, it's so much mental health situations. People who can't hold jobs, people all fucked up, people that just have these fucked up personalities and these mental, you know, mental issues. Mm-hmm. They're going to kill people. They're going to crush people. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They're not going to, they can't hold down. So you could end it for maybe a week where everybody gets a little apartment and then they all move their couches in and shit.
Yeah. You're still going to have the ones that run off crazy and just run around.
Yeah, there's
like
all
the ones that just, I'm talking about homelessness, just as like,
like homeless veterans that don't want to be out there.
Yeah, like you've got PTSD or some other issue that's affected your life that caused you to lose everything. Like they could end that kind of homelessness.
Yeah, you know, they could even send out like a, like they could hire an agency of people that are like actually social workers, but actually compassionate and want the problem to actually be worked out. Mm-hmm. You know, that they care about what they're doing, pay them enough that it's like people, like an actual therapist, but more of a soldier version that has get out in the streets doing these comprehensive interviews after they kind of maybe even just watch and observe people for a few days, like really lock it in. You know what I mean? And find out who really doesn't want to be out here.
Oh, yeah.
Who just needs the help to get back up that way you can really see. And that way you can at least start off with a higher percentage of success. And then the other folks, you have to just figure that out as well. Like, is it a building that we need to have with people working and they all have their own 1,000-square-foot apartments or that have like whatever, some way that you, a stepping program, because you can't just give them an apartment and think that everything's going to be smooth. Like they're going to fuck shit up in there. You know what I mean? Not everybody, but some of them.
I like to think if I'm a billionaire, that like when you see on the news, like what just happened to Kentucky and some other states, but especially like that one area of Kentucky where the tornadoes, the super tornadoes came in and it's fucking, you know, killed like 100 people and just devastated a whole fucking town. I like to think instead of just having a room full of, you know, like $1 million guitars, I would fucking just be like, you know what? I'm going to rebuild that town. Here's a check. Rebuild the town. Like, but I never see that happening ever from billionaires.
Yeah, I want to see like where they could have, because what I would do, let's say
they'll buy like the rights to the Beatles albums, but they'll never be like, I'm going to rebuild, you know, because Hurricane Katrina happened. I'm just going to rebuild New Orleans.
Yeah. And I think that there are, I mean, that would call I mean, what would, because yeah, Bezos, right? He's what, he has like 180 billion, 200 billion or some dumb shit like that, right?
I mean, for,
so let's say he wants to go into, but you got to have like what we do. The problem is, I think, is that the money can be donated, but the actual unfolding of an actual game plan that just, you know, streamlines the operation, right? Like, man, they should, right away, there should be a deploying of 10 teams that know how to build those fucking three or 5,000 square foot awesome barns. You know what I mean? That way we can just put it up and start getting housing out the way, like, boom, we can, you know, just start. By the end of the day, you could have 20 of these fucking barns busting out and 5,000 people in there, you know, like an actual unit rolling with some heating units right off the back of these 18 wheelers. Boom, just fucking unload a whole town of these, just these.
They have it. This not is even somebody's permanent gonna pay for
fucking
it.
Unbelievable. They put those barns up huge. Those metal barns go up in a day, 2 days.
I mean, they have it. Just, you need somebody to pay for it. I just looked up like Jeff Bezos. He's worth, it says, $201.7 billion. You know what you could do with $1 billion? Like you could totally rebuild a city.
Easily.
Like from scratch. Boom. All right.
A thousand millions, kid.
Here we go. You know what? I'm going to put New Orleans on fucking giant stilts so that it doesn't flood anymore. Like, you have enough money to do that.
There's that capitalism, I guess, right? Like, and I know a lot of, you know what? And it's not to take away from, obviously, we have several billionaires that listen to this podcast, and we know that, and that's kind of like we're on a soapbox about it. Mm-hmm. Because we know you guys care. And we know that also, like, look at, a lot of times I hear so many nightmares about all these charities being rammed, you know, just absolutely fucking ravaged by people that weren't supposed to take them. And I don't give a fuck what, like, these days are like, you want to donate another $5 to the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck. And I don't mean this in a way of, I wouldn't like to donate to this said cause, because I would like to.
Right.
But after after 25 years of hearing headlines of people getting just absolutely fucking the money purple on the bet that are running the account, absolutely draining it for their own personal use. I'm not, bro. I'm like, fuck no, I ain't donating shit. Like, I don't know where it's going. Who's handling that? What's going on? It's just a waste. And to make me feel better, like, I want to give the money if it would actually, if I knew them dollars were actually going to them and not paying for some dumb shit, some guy's boat, you know what I mean?
Right. All right. So there's 333,850,000 people in the United States. So let's just round that up to 334 million. So 334 million. And how much is a bottle of Patron?
About 50 bucks, 60 bucks.
Okay, times 50. Okay, so 1.6 billion.
You buy everybody a bottle of Patron in the whole world, in the whole country, bro.
You could buy every single citizen of the United States a bottle of Patron and then pay for shipping to have it shipped to their fucking house.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even feel the bump in your bank account.
And let's be honest, it wouldn't even be that much money because we can only ship them to people that are 21 and over.
Right.
So the other half, we'll just send juice, a packs of juice box. And yeah, that's only like $2-3 for maybe a 6-pack of juice boxes.
If you're just talking about people of age to drink, then you're probably about half that, maybe a quarter of that.
What was the cost of 335 million fucking bottles of Patron there, by the way?
1.67 billion.
That's it?
Yeah.
Come on, guy.
Isn't it insane to think about somebody has that much money that could do that?
Fuck buying a round of drinks for the bar. Buy a bottle of Patron for the entire country. And then we could do one big cheers, bro.
Next round's on me, but you're talking about the entire United States? Oh, my God.
How about
God.
Every billionaire that has over 100 billion just sitting around doing a fucking lap on who buys a round of bottles for the entire country?
It's insane to think my brain. I can't even wrap my brain around having that much money.
I mean, I'm over here like, I don't even want to go buy two bottles. Like, I don't need that much right now, bro. I'd rather T-Mobile's do.
I'm going to get some fucking
T-Mobile's do. Oh, man. I'm going to be a street fighter in the metaverse, bro, for sure, though.
You be a street fighter. I'm going to be, I think I'm just going to be, I would like to be a cyber detective in that world. I think I'm going to be that, especially a marshal in the Old West on my vacation days.
I think I'm just going to be a street fighter who makes custom tables on this during the day when I'm not training.
Sweet.
You know, that's it, bro. That's all I'm going to do. I'll make custom tables and I'll fucking street fight and I'll obviously cook dinner for my family.
Love it.
You know, and I'll do sets too. I'll do sets too on the weekends in the metaverse. I'll do a set.
Why not?
Because if all I got to do is throw my headset on and have a beer in my hand, bro, and there's fucking actual avatar, 300 avatars in a room, and they're all in on it, and I actually feel, I'm not staring at a screen of people, but I actually feel the headset. I'm looking around at all the people. I'll snap right into that, bro. That'd be my goddamn dream right there.
Fuck yeah, it would.
I could roast. Imagine the crowd work ability once there's people in there that look like a fucking bear with a military suit on.
Oh.
I mean, the crowd work possibilities when you have avatars in the room. Like, how you avatar and still have socks that aren't elastic, strong enough elastic to stay up to your calf, buddy? You're wearing quitters in the metaverse, kid.
You're an avatar. Why are you not wearing fucking $300 Jordans right now?
Why are you wearing a tight ass shirt on your avatar, bro? You can't go get an extra large at the app store?
or shape your fucking avatar down to a fucking medium? Oh, come on, kid.
This is going
to
be, I mean, listen, we're already working on our metaverse crowd work, bro. We're ahead of the game right now. I don't think there's any comedian right now that I could think, well, maybe there are. There's some really smart, amazing comedians out there. But I don't think that I'm there publicly speaking about working on their metaverse crowd work right now. It's not being done.
No. You're ahead of the game, bro.
My buddy might know a bunch of people in the metaverse, bro. We might be able to do a fucking actual metaverse show in a metaverse comedy club, bro.
Let's do it.
But with a full headset on, we got to get headsets. Like, we got it to be, it's a legit, like, we can literally tour. Bro, we can do fucking 8 shows in a night, in a day, bro. I'll go do a show in fucking Europe. Europe, the Europe metaverse? The Euro metaverse?
And I could, because I could buy an upgrade for my avatar to automatically translate what I'm saying into whatever language I need to speak.
Or maybe that's even cooler for them because they go to people that could speak English over there, go to English speaking comedy club.
Oh, there you go.
So that we don't lose the nuances and things like that, you know, sarcasm, nuances, all that bullshit that will a lot of times get lost in translation, if you will.
Right. Perform for the troops every weekend if I want.
I'll go fucking pop up right now on the USS fucking metaverse, bro. I'll do a set. I'll do a set from the deck.
I love it.
Oh, that's my biggest goals, though, is actually to one of my humongous most dreams. One of my biggest dreams is to be on a chopper with our stuff loaded in. With like a nice chopper with the two blades, the Chinook possibly with a flat bed grill. I want a flat grill on there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then we chopper in the grill and we got in there with all our stuff in a cooler. We got a cooler full of beers for the boys. We got a cooler full of meat. We chopper in the flat, the fucking grill and the griddle, bro, and just sit there on the deck of the fucking USS whatever aircraft carrier, bro, just cooking up meat. Good ass steaks for the boys drinking beers.
What are we doing, boys? The war just got better. Let's go. Boom.
That's what I want to do, bro.
Hit stage.
Big ass cigars, just flipping over fat ass ribeye steaks on the fucking deck of the USS fucking whatever aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest goal right there. And then when I'm done, hop in an F-14 and take off, bro. Push the grill into the ocean. Let the fish fucking grill. And don't act like littering, bro. There's 4 million ships under there. Adding a grill is not going to be a big deal. It's going to help the video. But if you want, I don't want anybody to complain that the U.S. is littering, so we'll pick up the fucking grill in the water. I'm going to have a tugboat, Todd, behind there that fishes out the grill.
You should have a tugboat. That's where you keep all your shit.
Just
haul it along. It's like your fucking garage. But it goes with you everywhere.
Think anybody ever bought a tugboat just to hang out on? They just kind of live on it and just kind of troll around the fucking bays.
I would love to live on a tugboat.
And you just like, all you're gonna do is help people. Oh, what? You need to get unstuck? Hold on, let me fucking back it up, bro. This is a tugboat. Mm-hmm. This is what we do. We tug.
Keep
you
it
have to get a tug job
water.
If you are a tugboat captain, though. You have to at least get tugged off while on the tugboat, right?
You got
to
tug people every now and then.
You got to get a tug. You don't want to unless it's your thing where you're tugging people off. But the heterosexual version is that if you're a tugboat captain, you definitely got to be getting tugged off in the first week, or it's not even an official tugboat.
I'll get a rubbing tugboat. Fucking take care of everybody.
Hey guys, come on down here to the rubbing tugboat while we get your fucking ship unstuck.
We're in town. Let's go. All right, buddy. I'm about to piss my pants. Let's get out of here.
All right, buddy.
See you in the metaverse.
Later, buddy. I'm going to the verse.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.